My friend, from April 29 to the 1st of May, I am running my free 3-day six-figure solopreneur challenge. Now, if you are a coach, consultant, or service provider, I'm going to teach you how to scale your business without burning out, without spending a cent on ads, without sleazy sales tactics, and without needing a huge audience. I will teach you how to upgrade your mindset to be able to call in this type of business and abundance. I'm going to teach you how to simplify to amplify your business, how to craft an irresistible offer that your dream clients are bursting to work with you, how to unlock a flood of organic leads, and how to master the art of the no-pressure sales calls that still convert like crazy, plus so much more. If you want the business of your dreams, making the income and impact of your dreams, register for free at shelaunch.com. I can't wait to see you there. In episode 569 with Cato Vermeulen, we are talking about astrology, numerology, and how to use these in your business to make more money and live more in alignment with your highest self, plus so much more.
The Melissa Ambrosini Show.
Welcome to the Melissa Ambrosini Show. I'm your host, Melissa, best-selling author of Mastering Your Mean Girl, Open Wide, Comparisonitis, and Time Magic. And I'm here to remind you that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. Each week, I'll be getting up close and personal with thought leaders from around the globe, as well as your weekly dose of motivation so that you can create epic change in your own life and become the best version of yourself possible. Are you ready, beautiful? Hey, beautiful, and welcome back to the show. I'm so excited for this episode because I absolutely love astrology. I love numerology and I love business. And we are talking about all of those things today. I have been so fascinated with astrology. I even studied it. I did my level one and it is a game changer. I just think, seriously, why are they not teaching this in schools? How amazing would that be? Now, for those of you that have never heard of Cato, she is a business mentor, astrologer, and podcaster, and she helps online coaches build a business they are absolutely obsessed with, scale to multiple six figures and beyond, and become fully booked through the lens of astrology and feminine leadership. Astrology plays a pivotal role in Cato's work, serving as a guiding compass for herself and her clients. By tapping into her clients' astrological blueprint, she helps them gain clarity on their essence, purpose, and the best way to activate their potential. With this knowledge, Cato coaches entrepreneurs to discover their niche, align their business strategy, and create offerings that resonate with their ideal audience so they can cultivate a life full of wealth, freedom, and impact. And for everything that we mentioned in today's episode, you can check out in the show notes, and that's over at melissaambrosini.com/569. Now let's dive in. Beautiful Cato, welcome to the show. I am so excited to have you here. But before we dive in, can you tell us what you had for breakfast this morning?
I love that question. I literally just rolled out of bed at 6 a.m. here in Europe right now. And I was just so excited for connecting with you today. So I haven't had any breakfast yet.
Thank you for getting up for me. I'm so excited and so grateful. Thank you, honey. Now, I want to talk about your work and your origin story. Like in your work, you bring together two very different worlds, the tangible world of business and the intangible world of astrology. How did you first become involved with both these areas? And what was it that inspired you to combine them?
Such a powerful question. Thank you for that. So I work as a business mentor where I help other powerhouse women really grow and build and scale their business through the lens of astrology and numerology. So I believe in living a life in alignment and flow. I'm all about feminine leadership. And I found that astrology is just like this beautiful blueprint that literally shows you what you're meant to be doing with your life and how you can unlock more self-mastery, joy, purpose, fulfillment, and all the other beautiful, delicious things for yourself. It's literally written in the stars. All you have to do is just understand it, gain awareness around it, and then also embody it. So I grew up with astrology myself because of my mama bear. These were the conversations that we were having when we were having dinner, right? When I was like 10, 11 years old. And I remember that my girlfriends at the time came to my house and my mom started reading everyone's natal chart. And it was just such a beautiful way of connecting and getting to know each other in a different way, on a deeper level. And I've always been about that. I have my Mars in Scorpio. So I love exploring the depths of someone's psyche and I love psychological insights. And this is basically what astrology provides. So I could say that I grew up with it. And also at the same time that I just studied for many years. I think this year it's my 10th year that I've been working with astrology. And I wasn't a full-time astrologer for 10 years. It only really came like for the past 4 or 5 years that I just felt like I want to do something more meaningful in my life. And I started out with astrology first and foremost. And then later on, I just listened to my intuition and got these signs from the universe after being in business for a couple of years that I really wanted to help other women gain more financial and time freedom for themselves. And that is through my business coaching right now. And just astrology is one of my vehicles, one of my tools in my toolkit. As I also believe that doing business as the feminine beings that we are, we're so multidimensional. We're ever evolving, ever growing. So I allow myself to also ever evolve. And right now, this feels really aligned. It's also like, I feel like I'm an embodiment of my unique blueprint. And that is also what I believe is like, as soon as we step into our full authenticity, like we listen to that permission slip that astrology can give us, it's like, abundance becomes more available to us. We become a magnet for even more abundance and prosperity and flow to arrive into our lives. And this is exactly what I'm passionate about. Yeah, just supporting other women through this tool of self-empowerment.
Beautiful. Babe, you are talking my language. I love empowering women. That's what I teach inside She Launch. I empower women in their business, in their feminine flow. So I can so relate, babe, so relate. But I love that you talk about astrology being a symbolic language. Can you talk us through what do you mean by that? And how can we all learn to speak this language?
Yeah. So it is a language of the stars. And I see myself basically as the translator of this symbolic language, translating it into human language so it makes sense. I have a lot of earth in my charts. I love it when things are practical and tangible and easy to understand because so often in the spiritual world, I get a bit lost when it becomes like very abstract. And astrology tends to sometimes become a little bit abstract. So I feel like this is my zone of genius, is really being the bridge between the intangible realm and the tangible realm of like, okay, we have these insights of that astrology shows to us. And then it's about like, how do we implement this into our lives on a day-to-day basis so we can actually make use of it and fully start embodying our highest self? Because that is what astrology in essence is. It's like the map of our highest consciousness. It's who we are meant to become, who we're meant to step into, especially after our Saturn return, after being 30 years, because Saturn is returned between 28 and 30 years. And I feel like that's truly when there's more awareness around, okay, like, who am I truly? Am I wanting the same as my parents or do I want to do it differently? Just like all these questions arising, which is a beautiful opportunity for us to even embody more our natal chart. But again, everything starts with awareness as always, because I feel like awareness creates choice and that creates opportunity for transformation to take place. Know that astrology is just this beautiful permission slip, like I said, but also, yeah, just really giving us the opportunities to keep evolving as souls. So knowing that we're never victims to our chart, right? It's not because you have a moon in Scorpio, for example, that you're doomed, that you're fucked. It doesn't work that way. Everything in the chart, it's actually both your gift and your poison at the same time. But the power lies in your hands to choose what octave, what you're choosing, basically. Like, are you going to go for the highest expression of that specific planet or that specific aspect in your chart? Or are you going to go for a lower octave or a lower expression, right? And this is, again, where the self-awareness comes in. So to come back to your question, it's a symbolic language because it basically works in symbols, right? We have the planets, we have the houses, we have the archetypes. And I feel like the first part is just like studying a lot. And they say that it takes multiple lifetimes in order to fully comprehend and understand this language. But again, that's where I find it so worth it, because like it takes a little while in the beginning before it all clicks. But then there's like this magical moment that happens that I also see for my students in my astrology academy. It's like all of a sudden everything comes together and it's just like, whoa, I see the whole picture now. And I personally find that a lot of fun.
Yes, absolutely. So why is it so powerful for entrepreneurs to align their business with their astrological blueprint?
Yeah, that's a great question. I personally have found that what I mentioned earlier as well is that our authenticity equals more abundance. And our chart shows us how to be more authentic. It's not about copy-pasting someone else's model. It's fully honoring your own and your intuition. And astrology is just this beautiful reflection of your intuition, right? So it first starts with understanding your natal chart and cultivating a beautiful relationship with your natal chart, making sure that you're an embodiment of that. And then the next step, which I really love incorporating into business strategy, is aligning your business strategy to your transits. So I don't know if you have ever heard of transits, but that's basically how the planets are standing right now in the present moment and how that is relating to your natal chart. So knowing that the cosmos is never affecting us, we're never a victim of what is going on, right? It's just about the awareness of like, hey, there's certain portals being activated right now. This is a great opportunity for launching right now. This is now a great time for resting. And I truly believe that living alive in alignment and flow, this is when we're truly honoring ourselves. And again, with the awareness that astrology can bring us, we can fully adapt and align our business strategy to it, knowing exactly when is a great time to put ourselves out there, to make money, to go after what it is that we want, because the portals are open in that sense. It's a great time. It's like divine timing. And I believe in divine timing so much. Oh my God. And then there's also times when we're just feeling really low in energy and we got to honor ourselves. I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but I've had launches in the past where I actually felt intuitively like, oh, I'm not fully ready. I'm not fully into it. I don't feel low in energy. This is not the right time. And then I was still doing it and it was also showing in the results. It wasn't at the best life launch. Right. So, but if I had listened to my intuition, I also looked at my astrology, again, they go hand in hand, and I would have known that like, this is not a time for me right now to put myself out there. So more flow, that's what I'm about. Just creating more flow, not less pushing and forcing. That's not the way to do business, especially now in 2024. I'm all about flow and alignment because that creates just so much more opportunities and also opening up these doors for the desired results that we want to cultivate for ourselves and our business. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. So what about if your chart says, okay, this isn't the time to be launching for you astrologically, but within yourself, you're like, I have so much energy. I am ready to go. Like, I want to do this. You still tune into that, yeah?
I personally have found that, again, astrology is always reflecting where we're at right now. So I haven't experienced that personally where my astrology was maybe saying, maybe it's not the best time. And then intuitively, I felt like I did want to show up in that way. I feel like it's just always this beautiful confirmation of where I'm at. So I always first and foremost tune in with myself to see where I'm at, what my desires are, writing out what I want to manifest and create for myself. And I do this also for my babes that I work with. And then I will look at the astrology to find confirmation. So I'm first and foremost checking in with myself. It's not like I'm always outsourcing. I'm looking for external tools to help me, support me, because sometimes it can also be a bit disempowering. I just use it as a tool to support me and to confirm what I'm feeling intuitively. And I feel like as a feminine being, like so much of my work is just, it's based on intuition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It is always the way to go. Always following your intuition in every area of your life. Like that for me, it always knows. So what do you believe are the main limiting beliefs that are holding coaches and healers and other entrepreneurs back from truly thriving in their business?
What I mostly see is self-belief, a lot of self-doubt, thinking that they can't do it.
Worthiness.
worthiness, exactly. And I've been there too, so I know what it's like. And yeah, I also see a lot of perfectionism, wanting to do everything right. And yeah, just all these beliefs, right? I think it's never ending. And this is what I love about doing this work. It's like, yes, I work with these babes around business strategy and astrology, etc. But a big part of it as well is doing the inner work, the inner deep healing work. And I work with different tools such as like child healing, somatics, parts work, so many things basically that help someone to really come back to their highest self. I call it the vertical line. We tend to lose ourselves on the horizontal line. This is our connection to other people where we self-abandon, people please, are afraid of being judged, etc. It's our relationship to the environment. But I always like to come back to the vertical line. It's my connection to God, to the goddess within me, to my highest self, to my intuition, basically. And this is when I'm deeply connected to myself and bringing people back to their vertical line and remembering who the fuck they are. And it's not necessarily like getting rid of all these limiting beliefs, because I don't really believe that is possible, but we can integrate them, right? It's like whatever level you're playing at in business, new levels, new devils, right? I'm sure that you have experienced this yourself as well. But I feel like where I'm at right now, I still also have these limiting beliefs, etc. But I think it requires a lot of courage and bravery to walk this path, to be an entrepreneur. And it requires a lot, like being brutally honest with yourself, but in the most compassionate and soft way. And yeah, really being willing to step in the arena and look at your shit. So I feel like being an entrepreneur is so much about doing shadow work, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I feel like for a lot of women in particular, a lot of the stories and a lot of the beliefs come down to a lack of self-worth, a lack of self-love. Like if you peel back every story and every layer under almost all of them is this lack of worthiness and this lack of self-love. So we need to go there first. Like if that's coming up for you, you need to heal it so that you can move forward. Otherwise, that is always going to be a trigger for you. So it's been huge for me. It's huge and always growing and learning and evolving.
Yeah. And I love that you're saying that, because when I look at your chart, you're a Leo rising, if your birth time is correct. And I'm a Leo sun. So the Leo in me sees the Leo in you. And a big theme of Leo in this lifetime is learning not to depend on external validation, but learning how to give that validation to yourself. So it's basically like this massive self-love journey that we are both on, because we embody this archetype in our chart. And I don't know, of course, about your journey and where you've been, etc., but I can speak for myself that like self-worth has been a big theme. Of like feeling like I deserve to be here. I have the right to exist, and not outsourcing my power, waiting for approval and applause and validation and recognition from other people, because that tends to be very exhausting after a while. And I would love to hear from you as well. Like, how did you navigate these self-worth issues, and how did it show up for you basically?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it definitely has showed up for me. And I've done so much inner child healing work, somatics, parts work, lots of therapy. I've done all the things. And I think now, when and if it does come up for me, here's the difference. I still move forward in spite of that feeling. I don't let that feeling stop me, block me, and hold me back. I go, oh, that's interesting. That's coming up. Like literally today, I was at a business mastermind. I was in a room with 65 other online coaches and business owners, 65, a lot of them men. And there's people in that room that are doing 10, 20, 30, $108 million a year. And my imposter syndrome pops up and I'm like, what am I doing in this room? And like just all of these stories. And then I had a conversation with myself. I can either walk out of the room and go home and let that win, or I can go, I am exactly where I'm supposed to be. keep learning, keep walking forward, keep moving forward. And that's exactly what I did. I just kept putting one foot in front of the other. And that's my journey now. And I think I don't let it derail me like I did in the past. I don't let it stop me. I don't let it block me. I keep moving forward in spite of fear, in spite of anything that's coming up. And I think that's how I've gotten to where I've gotten to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're such a beautiful testament of your work and how much work you've done on yourself and like the level that you're playing at in business. Like you wouldn't be there if you hadn't done all the deep inner healing work. And I think also like what you were saying is that you're so brave and courageous. And again, that is also the characteristics of Leo. You're meant to be like this embodied, heart-centered leader. And yes, of course, you're still feeling all of these feelings, which makes you human. Welcome to being human. It's still going to come up, but I love what you're saying. It's like, yes, I notice it, but I don't allow it to take over and basically keep myself small. And that is so powerful. And that's a beautiful example for us all.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to talk about money, wealth, and astrology and how money and wealth relate to your astrology blueprint. Can we talk about that?
Yes, it's like my favorite topic.
Let's do it.
So again, it depends on like, it first starts with looking at your natal chart. This is basically, again, the blueprint where you found so much more clarity and confirmation around who you are and how you're meant also to operate as a CEO of your own business. And then we have the transits that basically show us of like, this is an amazing time to make money or to invest. This is not a great time to invest right now. So I think like just starting out with the natal chart is a couple of placements that talk more about like money and wealth and career and how we can unlock more prosperity in our career. And I first want to start off with the midheaven. Have you ever heard of the midheaven before?
No.
So it is the highest point in the cosmos when we were born. And this is the archetype that we are meant to embody when it comes to career and vocation. This is what we want to be seen for. This is what we want to be admired for. So for example, your midheaven is in Taurus and mine is in Sagittarius. So these are the archetypes that we are both meant to embody in our career. So for me, with the Sagittarius energy, I'm very multidimensional, multi-passionate. I am this digital nomad that travels the world and is basically here to be a spiritual teacher and to combine different tools in my toolkits to inspire people, to motivate people, because it's that fire energy that Sagittarius carries. And again, I love teaching, I love writing, I love publishing, I love doing all of the things that are connected to Sagittarius. And for you, being the Taurus archetype, is all about sensuality, feminine energy, creating wealth. It's like it's at earth. So creating something that is stable, consistent, and slowly but surely making your way to the top.
I love that. Beautiful. So if someone wants to increase their income using astrology, what is the first place to start?
Yes. So I love starting out with the midheaven because that shows you what type of vocation you're meant to embody. And then I truly believe that as soon as we step into something that is meant for us and that we're truly passionate about, that in itself is super magnetizing for more money to attract and to enter our lives, because money is just, it's all energy, isn't it? So personally, I love looking at Venus. Venus is the planet of how we make money, how we experience pleasure. It also talks about our relationships and our self-love, our self-worth. Just zooming in on the money piece, that basically shows us of like how we're meant to make money, how we're meant to monetize our gifts and our skills. So depending on what archetype it falls into and what house, that gives us more indication of these details of how to make money. But I also love to work with Jupiter. So Jupiter is a planet of expansion, of abundance. It's our lucky charm. It opens up opportunities. This is basically our zone of genius. And as soon as we tap into our zone of genius, once again, there's more abundance that comes to us as well. Because that's just so attractive and magnetizing. And as soon as we start putting together all the pieces of the puzzle, that is when we unlock honey. So it's not just about leaning into one thing or one side in our chart. It's like, no, it's about becoming the embodiment of the whole puzzle, the whole pie, basically. And then, of course, there's more significators such as the moon sign, or our moon sign talks about how we nurture ourselves on a deep level, what we need every day. How do we meet our own needs every single day? So finding also a career, or creating your own career that meets our needs on such a deep level every single day, that is going to help us keep going.
Can you give an example? Because my moon is Gemini. So can you give an example of how that would play out in my daily life?
Yeah. So Gemini is the archetype of the communicator. So anything has to do with communication-based projects, what we're doing right now as well, like the podcast, for example. I don't know for how long you've been doing it, but I bet for a couple of years, as well as probably writing, or yeah, whether it's like copy for your emails or for your Instagram. I've seen your work and I think you're an incredibly talented writer as well and communicator as well. Like, it's all about opening up that throat chakra, speaking your truth, and just being the messenger, right? So this is important for you, and as well, you're a social butterfly. So I assume that you love connecting with people.
Love it. You know how some people, like, they recharge by filling up themselves and like going inward? Like, I love people. I love being in big groups. I love connecting with people. I love meeting people. Like, it lights me up so much. Like, that's why I have my program She Launched. Like, I love coaching lots of women. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's because your moon is in the 11th house. So the 11th house is about community. It's about connecting with like-minded people. So it's important for you to create a business where there is a sense of belonging and community, where other people, other women can connect with one another. And you're just basically the bridge, the facilitator. Like the social butterfly, and inviting those interactions as well. So yeah, it's a very playful energy as well. Like, I assume that you're also someone who loves to have fun and is very playful and jokes and that kind of stuff. So whatever you're doing, there needs to be this element of like fun, because why else are you doing it? Right?
100%. Like, if anything in my business becomes not fun, I am like, we need to either shift things around to make it more enjoyable, or I delegate it. And especially since having my daughter, like, if I am going to step away from time with her, it has to light me up so much. Like, literally, if I'm going to pay for a nanny and spend 3 or 4 hours a day away from her, it has got to bring me joy. It has got to light up my soul. Because then when I go back to her, I am like this full, excited, overflowing version of myself.
Yeah, absolutely. And I truly believe that a mother who takes care of her needs is a great mother. And that's such a beautiful example for your daughter as well, like how important it is to find strategies and ways to fill up your own cup. Because then you're feeling even more energized and happy. And I also love what you shared, that like, since you had your daughter, you became so much better at like knowing what to prioritize, what to say yes to and what to say no to. And as I'm stepping into this motherhood portal myself, I'm literally in the last month of being pregnant, I've already noticed these shifts as well. It's beautiful. It's actually such an expander in our business, isn't it?
Oh my. You wait. When your babe comes, like, you literally are just like laser focused on what brings you joy. Because like I said, like, if you are going to work and if you are going to take time away from your little precious angel, then it has got to have a big ROI. It really does. Otherwise, I'm like, what is the point? I'm not doing it. I'd rather go and be with her. Like, it's just crazy to me. So this is why I'm so passionate, and what I teach in She Launch is like, you have to find something that you love. You have to do something that brings you joy, that you love talking about, that you love helping people with. Otherwise, it is going to feel like a drag. So yeah, motherhood is, it opens you up and it exposes you to things you didn't know. It humbles you in ways that you didn't know you could be humbled. And it teaches you so much. So I want to shift now, and I want to talk about how to apply astrology in your daily life. Like, one of the ways that you have weaved astrology into your day-to-day life is by moving away from creating daily to-do lists to creating lists for the week. Can you talk to us about this practice and why you made this shift?
Yeah, beautiful. So I found that as an entrepreneur, that my to-do list is never ending.
Hello, my hand is raised.
Yeah, exactly. And it made me feel so overwhelmed and all over the place and a little bit scattered. And I've actually found that is super counterproductive because I wasn't getting the things done that I wanted to. So what astrology can show us is that every day of the week is connected to a certain planet. So that day of the week carries a vibration that the planet stands for. So for example, Monday is connected to the moon. The moon talks about how to nurture ourselves. And actually, it's about slowing down. So I've never understood like this hustle bustle culture of like Monday, let's fucking go. It's for me, Mondays are actually a time when I'm spending time at home and doing my laundry and like having slow mornings and really taking care of my own needs in that moment. It's not like I'm not working at all, but I'm taking it slow. That's just the energy, the vibration of that day. Whereas Tuesday, it's Mars Day. And Mars is like a completely different energy. That's that energy of like the go-getter and getting things done and then going to your to-do list. So I have personally found that making a to-do list for the week is for me personally so much more effective than making a to-do list for the day. Because then I just focus on like, what are my priorities for this week? What really needs to get done in order to move the needle and to see the results that I desire to see? Right? So this is where I combine the feminine and the masculine. It's like masculine is like, yes, there's a structure, there's organization, but there's also flow. The structure creates the flow. And how I go from there is that I basically look at every single day of the week and how it's connected to astrology and how I can connect my business activities to every day, basically. So for example, Wednesday is connected to Mercury. Mercury is a planet of communication. It is the planet that talks about opening up our throat chakra. And this is a great day for me, for example, to either teach in my mastermind or to coach or to record podcasts or to write like my stuff for the week, content batching, etc. Thursday is Jupiter Day. And that is a great day for expansion. So that is a day where I have my meetings with my spiritual mentor or my business mentor or someone who expands my mind. It's also the day where I connect with my vision, my bigger vision, where I do meditations, visualizations, just to give you a couple of examples. And Friday is Venus Day. Venus, again, is a planet of relationships, but also money. So Friday is an amazing day to have your money date. Look at your money, track your money, what's coming in, what's going out, to make sure that you're on track with everything, paying your bills, taxes, etc. But also a great time to connect with clients, with new clients, sales calls, enrollment calls, for example, if that's something that you're doing. And also Friday is always date night between me and my partner in the evening where we intentionally connect with one another. And then Saturday is connected to Saturn. So Saturn is all about discipline. And I found that Saturdays are usually either for resting, which also requires discipline, or for doing chores in the house, for example, or going to the supermarket or whatever. And then Sunday is connected to the sun, which is like this playfulness energy. And it's really about connecting to your purpose, connecting with loved ones, just inviting a lot of like vibrant, joyful energy, I would say. So this is in a nutshell, right? Of like, okay, I know this now. How can I connect my activities and my priorities for the week to these specific days, knowing that I'm once again working in alignment with Sky Daddy, with the universe, whatever you want to call it, in order to be just more effective and more efficient in my approach to work. And I'm just getting so much more stuff done. So yeah, I'm curious to hear how you feel about this strategy and if this is something you've ever heard of before, or if you've got any tips that you want to add.
Yeah, I absolutely love this. And I have friends who run their business and their life by that. Exactly what you just did. I have not done that. And I think purely because I only work 3 to 4 hours a day and I just have to get done what I need to get done. But I would love to structure it, like even just making the tweak, like my husband and I have a monthly money meeting together. Like just shifting that to Fridays. Like, why can't I just shift that to Fridays? I usually do my podcast on Fridays. Why not shift them to Wednesdays, which is the communication day? Things like that. So I'm definitely going to take what you've said, but I don't fully live it, but I know people that do and they love it. And I think it's beautiful. I absolutely love it and love the idea of it. How else do you draw on astrology to guide you and enhance your everyday life?
Good question. I think when we're looking at the stars on a daily basis, I would take into account just following the moon sign. So the moon changes archetype and how it's every 2.5 days. So I would just track that to feel into like, okay, the moon, for example, today is in Taurus. That falls in my third house. Oh, this is actually a great time for me to start writing some content or brainstorm with myself. Anything to do with communication, for example. So in that way, I can use it. But personally, I don't always do that just simply because of a lack of time. I wish I could like 100% feel aligned with the stars all the time, but I'm also human. So I think that is the furthest it would go if it's like really on a day-to-day basis. Other than that, I really look at astrology more like on a basis of like a time span of 3 to 6 months. And then also looking at like, okay, what do I want to create and manifest in my business? What is alive in me? What excites me? Because as a manager in human design, it's really important for me to follow what lights me up the most. Also similar to what you said earlier, it's like, you've got to find something that you're super passionate about because again, that unlocks even more prosperity. And yeah, so in that way, I like to work with it and really finding specific moments that are also connected to the lunation. So new moon, full moon, looking at like, where does that sit in my chart? What does that activate in my chart? Is this a great time, for example, for me to then start my launch or close the doors? For example, in January, I had my biggest launch ever. Never made so much money in my life. And also because I exactly aligned it with my astrological transits and my numerology. And I closed the doors on the full moon in Leo, which takes place on my sixth house. And it was connecting to my sun in Leo as well. And then a few more other significators, but don't want to get lost into many details. But basically, I knew beforehand, like, okay, this will be a great time because full moons tend to be busier than new moons. There's more activation happening. There's more realizations happening. And literally, I had so many people signing up in the last 24 hours before the doors closed. Again, it's also proof that like to everyone or anyone who's listening, keep going until the last moment because so many people are last minute deciders. And yeah, I just tweaked it and aligned it with my astrology and I was just super stoked with the results. So that's my tip for today.
I love that. Now, congratulations that you're having a baby. That is so exciting. Oh, I'm so pumped for you. I'd love to know how you are preparing your business to baby-proof your business.
Yeah, that's such a great question. I am taking 2 to 3 months off of work. So all of my containers are now coming to an end. My mastermind, my group coaching, my VIP clients, my astrology school as well. It's been really busy. I've been so grateful. And there's a part of me that feels, or felt at least, scared and afraid because I felt like I was building up so much momentum and my business is also my baby. I just love it so much. I pour so much energy and love into it and it means a lot to me. And I find a lot of recognition and the right to exist in my work. Like my work is basically a strategy for me to find that validation and the recognition. And I'm very much aware of that. And I had to work through that again, through shadow work and with my mentors of like, yeah, what would happen if I just completely pulled up the plug and slowed down. And that was really scary for me to be like, whoa, yes, what is on the other side? I've never experienced that before. And I'm actually at this point right now that I'm so excited about it because I realized that this is just an addition to my identity and to my life. And that children are really here to amplify our lives and expand our lives and our business. And as soon as I felt pregnant at first, I was thinking to myself, like, fuck, I feel like I need to be somewhere first with my business before I can fall pregnant, which is actually ridiculous because since the star seed is in my womb, so many more doors have opened up for me and the star seed has expanded me already in so many ways. So I just wanted to share that with anyone who's listening who also had this fear of like, I first need to build my business before I can fall pregnant and become a mama. But it's like, no, actually the baby can become a catalyst for even more growth to occur. So that was a beautiful insight for me. And right now, how I'm planning it is basically just fully focusing on my baby. I have some passive income in the background, so I do feel financially secure and safe. And I've got an amazing partner who is such a legend and superstar. And it's just beautiful to do this together with him. And after that, to be honest, at this stage, I'm just happy to let it flow and follow my intuition and trust that I will know, my body will know when is a great time to get things going again. And I really want to honor that. So although I have a timeline in mind, I also just really want to live in the moment and focus on what is really important right now. And that is just this baby, this baby boy, this little star seed.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so beautiful. And honestly, it just gets better and better. And yeah, like even now this age, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so good. It's just like, and every age, I'm like, just gets better and better. It's seriously, truly one of the best things that has ever happened to me. Probably like one of the best, maybe the best thing that's ever happened to me is becoming a mother. It's just everything. It's everything. And it's changed me. It's cracked me open. It has changed me. It's changed every cell in my entire body, every cell in a good way.
Do you have any tips on how you combine motherhood whilst running such a successful company?
So get clear, like take time off. I took a year off and I had about 3 months of podcasts up my sleeve. And then I came back and I just did the podcast. So I didn't entirely take time off, but I did the podcast. But like I wasn't launching anything new. I didn't have any of my containers open or anything like that. However, my book came out the same week that I gave birth, which just coincidentally happened like that. But other than that, I wasn't like in any of my containers or doing She Launch or anything like that. So take that time for yourself, my love, and then get clear like on how much you want to work. Like how many hours a day do you want to work? How many days a week do you want to work? What do you want to do? What lights you up? And then the rest delegate. Because like I said before, like it's got to be something so good to take you away from your little angel. Like you will feel that. But it is important that we do what our soul purpose feels called to do with our work. It's really important, especially like I'm a generator in human design and you've seen my astrology chart. Like it's like part of my essence. And I love it. I love what I do. I love coaching women. I love helping. I was born to do that. So yeah, take time for you and then get clear on how much you want to work, what days. And when you do come back, like just make sure it lights you up.
Yeah, I love that tip so much. It's like what I said earlier is like, I've always seen my business as my baby, but now there's an actual baby. So my business is no longer my baby, like my main baby at least. So it's going to be an interesting dance and integration process of like, because I do believe like I do get to have it all in life. It's not just like a sacrifice of like, okay, now I'm a mom. So that means that my career could just finish now. It's like, no, I want to have it all. And that is the exploration that I'm about to embark upon. And I'm excited about it because I do believe that we do get to be a present mama bear and have these beautiful connections with our loved ones. And at the same time, still run a beautiful, successful, sustainable business. And one of the ways is like what you said as well, is working with other superstars who are just so good at supporting you so you can feel fully held in your business. So delegating, outsourcing, yes, it's so necessary. And I don't understand why I waited so long.
I know. I felt the same with my daughter. I was like, why? But for me, it literally hit me overnight. Switch went on and I was like, I'm ready to have babies. But yeah, I'm like, why did I wait so long? It was just like, it's the best. It is the best, but it's all perfect. And like you said before, I believe in divine timing as well. And speaking of divine timing, can you talk to us about how you called in your partner? Now, you've talked about some medicines that helped you magnetize him towards you. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah, beautiful. So I attracted my king in year number one in numerology. And the number one is actually more of like a self-centered energy where I realized like, okay, I'm not really focused that much on relationships because I knew it was going to happen next year when I'm at number two. It carries the Libra energy and this is all about relating, etc. So this entire year of me being in a number one energy, I just focused on myself. I gave myself that permission slip to be self-centered, to fully step into my leadership. And this is really when my business started to take off as well. And I also decided to not date anyone. So I focused first and foremost on intentional celibacy. I did this for like 2 times, 3 months. And I personally have found that is such a powerful way. And for someone else, maybe they want a complete, like entire year or maybe longer or shorter. Find whatever works for you. But I have found that energy that I was like putting into dating and trying to find the right man for me, which was one disappointment after the other because of my father wound and my own woundings and my pain and all the work that I needed to do and to also look at it. That was standing in the way in order for me to be a vibrational match for what it is that I wanted to call him. So I feel like intentional celibacy was like one of the medicines or one of the tools that I used. And just really focusing on just myself and pouring that energy into my business, into myself, into my healing. And that was also the time that I started working with, or going deeper at least, with EFT tapping, which is an incredible way to rewire your subconscious and to let your body know that it's safe and like basically, yeah, reprogramming yourself in a way that you're setting yourself up for success. So there was a lot around my father wounds, my relationship towards men, my frustration that I felt towards men as well. So I had to rewire that and did that for extended periods of, yeah, just really going deeper and deeper alongside with nonviolent communication therapy, which is like also like a tool that I'm such a big fan of. I use it as well in my coaching. And then alongside that, also plant medicine journeys. I highly recommend doing plant medicine journeys because it brings you into this state of consciousness that you're not able to tap into by yourself, right? So it expands consciousness and it reveals so much, so many insights about myself and about my path and the parts of myself that I hadn't integrated yet, that I hadn't healed yet. And that was an opportunity for me to look at and to meet with so much compassion and softness and gentleness. That was really important in this process. So it was like an entire year focused on that. It was intense. Was it the most fun? Not always, no. It was confronting and painful, but so rewarding because at the end of that year, my beautiful king appeared in my life in the most divine way, even though I did look at my transits and my astrology blueprint as well and looking, I'm like, hey, I have a feeling that at the end of this year, there might be beautiful opportunities for me to meet men. So at first, when I invited my now man to connect with me and to go on a hike, that was just the intention of wanting to connect with other beautiful, spiritual, conscious men. But as soon as I saw him, our first date turned into a 48-hour date. And we just spent a time being so present with one another. And just looking at him, I remember that I was like, this is a full body yes. Oh my word, I found my man. And I truly believe that us as feminine beings, if we're truly connected to our womb power, to our intuition, we actually know immediately, quite fast, whether someone is for us or not. Curious to hear your opinion about this as well. But at that moment, I was like, oh my God, I found him. This is amazing. And then literally from that moment, we like started moving in together after 2 weeks and everyone called us crazy. We were just like, this is a natural next step. Like, this is literally my man, guys. And now we're pregnant together. So... And we're looking forward to buy our land and build our house in South Africa. So it's been a catalyst for a lot of growth, I must say, but it's been the best. Yeah.
Babe, I hear you. Like people used to say, when you know to me. And I was like, what? I don't get it. I don't feel that. That's a load of BS. Then I met my husband and I was like, oh my, I know. Like he's my one. And you don't have to talk to us about moving fast. We got engaged after 2 weeks. Married 5.5 months later, and we are celebrating our 10-year wedding anniversary next month, which is so exciting.
I love that so much. Next month, literally, you have Jupiter going over your midheaven, which does tell me about like this big expansion and celebration when it comes to marriage, but also in your career. So I don't know what you have planned, by the way, for like the next month or so, but when Jupiter goes over your midheaven, expect like massive expansion taking place when it comes to your career, new opportunities, new doors being opened up, and also money as a byproduct, but also definitely like this beautiful celebration of your marriage of 10 years. Like, congratulations. That sounds so beautiful.
Thank you so much. I am so excited. I'm so excited to celebrate. We're going to do a little recommitment ceremony together. I've got a beautiful white dress and just going to be like near the beach. And we're just going to recommit to each other and say our vows, that we're going to rewrite our vows and just share. Recommit because it's been 10 years. We've evolved. We've changed. We are not the same people that we were 10 years ago. And we now have our daughter. Like, there's so much growth. We've bought houses and businesses and we've had grief and we've had births and we've had so much expansion in that time. And I'm excited to just stand in front of him with our beautiful friends and recommit to each other and, yeah, declare our love. So I'm excited for that.
That's so beautiful.
Thank you, honey. I would love to talk about numerology. I've always been fascinated by this practice and I've spoken about it on the podcast. How do you use numerology in the world of business? Is it all about picking sacred dates for your launches? Like, how do you use numerology and astrology together?
Yeah. So I have found that my predictions, quote unquote, although I'm not like psychic or anything, of course, I see tendencies, I see energies, but I can't predict specific events happening necessarily, but I see opportunities and possibilities, right? So just wanted to clarify that. And I found that combining both astrology and numerology is actually so powerful because, again, these tools, they are just echoing each other. They're all intertwined, interconnected. And it's just like, again, finding this beautiful permission slip and confirmation of like, okay, this is divine timing. Let me take action upon it, right? So with numerology, I first and foremost like to start out with the personal year numbers. You heard me talking about like when I had like massive things taking place in my life, I was in a number one, which is so typical for being in a number one. And you calculate this based on your birth day. So you were born on the 13th of April.
Yes, 13th of April. Do you need the year as well?
No. So it's just 1 + 3 = 4, plus the April is the fourth month, and then +8. Because right now in 2024, we are in the year of 8, that carries a vibration of 8. Right. So putting that together, you are in a personal year 7 this year. So that gives you like the general weather forecast of this year. Of like, what is the general themes that you'll be focusing on this year? And then every month carries as well a vibration. So that vibration is like the mini themes of that month that you get to focus on whilst you are in your personal year number 7 this year. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit more about 7? Like, yeah, tell me a little bit more about that.
So the 7 is the start of like a 3-year journey, and we are 7 and 8 and 9, and this is a big transitional period as well. And that will guide you towards like a new and improved sense of self when you enter your personal year 1. But I found that the themes of a 7 is it's really a journey of spirituality to deepen your spiritual practices. It's more of like an inward focus and knowledge gathering. I would say there's a lot more introspection taking place. It's singular focus. There's spiritual awakenings. So this is a great time as well to do plant medicine, to go on retreats, to really nurture your connection to God and the goddess within yourself. But also a great time to write a book, for example.
I'm definitely not writing a book this year. Just putting that out there. It's not happening, guys. Do not get your hopes up. But definitely going in more spiritually, like my spiritual practice has definitely deepened this year for sure.
Yeah, and it will only deepen even more. So that's quite exciting. So focusing on healing modalities, it's like I said, it's a bit more introverted. It doesn't mean that you can't have business success anymore. It's just like intuitively and on a personal level, you do feel the energy of being the seeker of all knowledge, being more spiritually focused, having like spiritual awakenings, etc. It's really investigating, going deeper into your own inner world which is necessary, right? We can't always be out and about and being seen. And again, it doesn't mean that you're not being seen this year because you have Jupiter in your 10th house, which has been a massive expander when it comes to career. I don't know if you've been feeling that, if you have noticed that expansion taking place in your career the past year.
Oh my goodness, yes. It has grown so much. Like with the launch of She Launch, like it's just exploded in such an amazing way. And I feel for the first time in a really long time, the most on purpose, the most in alignment, the most in flow, the most content, the most happy that I have felt in a really long time when it comes to my career. So yes, that definitely resonates.
Yeah, I love that. So you see like how I combine astrology with the numerology. Because sometimes when you're only looking at the numerology, you're like, yeah, I definitely resonate with that. But there's more to the story. And that is what you've been experiencing now as well. And of course, there's so many more layers, right? But just to give you like a general weather forecast for now. But then, as I said, every month also carries themes. And I'm curious to hear, when did you launch your program? Was that recently or relaunched it?
It was last December or November.
Okay, November was a really great time because then you were a number 8. So that is a great time to make money, to expand your business. So last year, amazing. I would say just looking at like what other months this year are great for like money opportunities launching, if you're interested in that. Of course, I need to also look at your astrology, but now just based on your numerology, let's start with that, is January. I don't know if January was a really great month for you in business.
Yes, definitely. Yep.
Okay. March, then I would say June. August is also going to be good. October and December this year. And a time to take a step back, or that you feel like your energy is maybe a little bit lower, I would say this year is February and November, and potentially also September. So just taking into account, just starting out with that layer of just like, okay, no, you're like, okay, this is maybe a great time for me to just go on holiday and focus more on my healing or signing up for a course or doing something that is not so yang and outwardly focused so I can fill up my cup, because it's all about balance. Can't always be like go, because that's like a recipe for burnout. So this is basically to give you an idea of how I work. Does that make sense?
I love it, babe. I love it. Okay, so now let's pretend that you have a magic wand and you could put one book in the school curriculum of every high school around the world. What book would you choose? And it doesn't necessarily have to be on astrology or business or numerology. Just what is the first book that comes to you?
Personally, I love that question, by the way. The first thing that comes to mind is Nonviolent Communication of Marshall Rosenberg. I don't know if you're familiar with his framework, but he is the real OG, the godfather of this framework. And I dream of a world where we get to change the educational system, where we get to start with like high schools or even younger, primary school, where we teach our children, the next generations, things that are actually truly important in life, other than mathematics and other stuff, but like skills such as conscious relating, tantra, learning how to honor the god or goddess within you, nonviolent communication, how to express your feelings, your emotions, your unmet needs. These are skills that no one has ever taught us. Learning how to cultivate emotional safety from within, learning how to do taxes even. Like, it's like all of these skills that we have lacked, or at least I lacked in my education. And I'm just like dreaming of this world where we do get to read the books and study these modalities to learn how to be human and learn how to survive in this world as adults later on. But to start with one book, I would say Nonviolent Communication of Marshall Rosenberg, because that has been such a game changer in my own life and for my own healing. And it has allowed me to connect deeper to my own inner world and my own needs. And I just love to live in a world where my needs are met, or at least I can make a request and express what's living inside me. So communication is the foundation of everything in life. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Can you talk us through a typical day in your life with all of your little rituals and routines and all of that? Because it's going to change when you have your baby, but what are you doing now? I'd love to hear.
Okay, so I have a lot of Virgo energy in my chart, so I love self-care. I love nourishing my temple. I love delicious food. I love cooking together with my partner. He's an incredible cook. I love like my skincare routine in the morning and the evening. I love my naps in the afternoon, especially now being pregnant. I sleep a lot.
I miss those so much. Oh, they were so good, the naps in the afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. And to be honest, I am so obsessed and passionate about the work that I do. I love teaching. I love coaching. So that is, like, my partner asked me, like, what do you like to do for fun? I'm like, this is my fun. If you take this away from me. No, but like, I genuinely just love being of service and supporting other people. It's just building something. That's my moon in Capricorn, of course. So I'm meeting my niece in that way. But right now I feel like I'm in hermit season. So my life is not really a clearer representation of what it usually is. Otherwise, I'm like way more of a social butterfly and out and about and connecting with loved ones, etc. Right now, I'm really like getting ready for the birth portal. So I am in that energy right now. And it feels honestly so good, so delicious, so aligned. It's, yeah, I'm just following my inner guidance, my inner compass right now.
Beautiful, beautiful. I've got three rapid fire questions for you now. Are you ready?
Yes, let's go.
Okay, what is one thing that we can do today for our health?
Ooh, more yoga, more meditation.
Yes to all of those. What is one thing we can do for more wealth in our life?
Tap into our astrological blueprint.
Beautiful. And what is one thing we can do for more love in our life?
Start loving ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes, beautiful. This has been so amazing. I could talk to you for hours. I just love this conversation so much. I want to dive deeper, but I would love to hear, is there anything else that you want to share with us or any last parting words of wisdom?
I would love to invite anyone who's listening to this to cultivate a practice of connecting to your higher self and doing this on a regular basis. Whether it's your higher self or your inner child, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, but always coming back to your place of deep self-connection and cultivating that muscle of deep self-trust and inner knowing, and also cultivating emotional safety as a result. Because I feel like that is like such a foundation that a lot of people are not connected to. So focusing on that will probably solve 99 problems in your life. Because when you're so deeply connected to yourself, you don't care that much what is going on outside of yourself and on the horizontal line that I was referring to, where we sometimes lose ourselves. So that would be my last golden nugget for today. And yeah, I just want to say thank you as well. You're such an incredible host and I loved having this conversation with you.
Thank you for being here. You are helping, you are serving so many people with your work. So I would love to know how I and the listeners can give back and serve you.
Thank you. I would love to invite for anyone to connect with me on Instagram at @KatKaitlin. Let us know as well what your biggest takeaways were from this episode. And please tag us both, Melissa and myself. We would love to repost it. And yeah, just saying hello in the DMs. Like, I love connecting with strangers who sometimes turn into new besties. And yeah, you can watch some of my content around astrology, around business, around feminine leadership, if that interests you, and how to connect your astrological movements to your business strategy. That is my zone of genius. So yeah, I am here to be of service and I'm so excited after maternity leave to get back on that journey and combine it together with motherhood.
You're going to be such an amazing mama. So beautiful, so connected, so in tune. Exactly. Like, that is the recipe for a divine mother and you are that. I'm so excited for you. Thank you for all the work that you do. Thank you for sharing with us today. It's been such a delight. And I'm so excited for you to embark on this next chapter. It is magical, so enjoy it.
Thank you, my love. I feel so seen.
I hope you got so much out of this episode. I really want to play around with the different planets on the different days and see how I can incorporate that into my week, even just a little bit. I've wanted to do it for a really long time, so I'm feeling super inspired to take action on that now. So I hope you are too. Now, if you love this conversation and got a lot out of it, please subscribe to the show and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, because that means that we can inspire and educate even more people together. And also means that all of my episodes will just pop up in your feed so that you never have to go searching for a new episode. Now, come and tell me on Instagram at Melissa Ambrosini what you got from this episode. I would love to connect with you and hear from you. And before I go, I just wanted to say thank you so much for being here, for wanting to be the best, the healthiest, and the happiest version of yourself, and for showing up today for you. You rock. Now, if there's someone in your life that you can think of that would really benefit from this episode, please share it with them right now. You can take a screenshot, share it on your social media, email it to them, text it to them, do whatever you've got to do to get this in their ears. And until next time, don't forget that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. Don't forget to head to shelaunch.com to register for my free 3-day six-figure solopreneur challenge from April 29 to May 1st. I am so excited to see you there.